This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A new wave of smoke from wildfires burning in western Canada blew into Colorado overnight. The plume has thicker concentrations of smoke than the one that moved across the state last week. National Weather Service meteorologist Aisha Wilkinson says weak wind patterns means the smoke will settle close to the ground and linger in the air most of the day.
You might not want to do the gardening or the grass maintenance on Monday afternoon, or especially Monday evening, because that's when we'll see more of that smoke coming down.
The smoke will be worse in northeastern Colorado and could create patches of haze that reduce visibility. Despite the poor air quality caused by the smoke, runners turned out for the annual Colfax Marathon in Denver yesterday. Hope Morris from Thornton ran the half marathon.
I was kind of worried about the air quality, but it was a lot better today. I think I was going to still run the race either way because I've trained so hard for it.
Race officials said they were monitoring the air quality ahead of the event and decided to move forward. The marathon has been canceled only once in its history, in 2020 due to the pandemic. A man was shot and killed by police in Trinidad yesterday. Officials say the man had warrants for his arrest, and officers were responding to a call about his location when they heard several gunshots. Police say they fired at the suspect as he fled and refused to cooperate with commands to drop a weapon. The man died at an area hospital. His name has not been released. Another man was also shot during the incident. He has since been released from the hospital. Per department policy, the officers involved have been placed on administrative leave. The state's Bureau of Investigation is assisting with the investigation. For more of the day's news, come to cpr.org or krcc.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.